The best is yet to come. My contact information is Just Stuff, P.O. Box 7885, Alexandria. My email address is seedsofharvest@bellsouth.net. Seeds like you plant in the ground, S-E-E-D-S. My phone number is area code 318-442-6011. God bless.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Sick, and when you are going through some stuff, I want you to call one of those TV evangelists. I want you to call one of those folk that you are sending your money to. You better learn some sense. Praise God. I don't want to call nobody name, but praise God, if you call one of those rascals, praise God, you won't even get them. I'm trying to tell you, Jesus is the door. He is the door. Hallelujah. And he opened that door over 2,000 years ago. Somebody say, how did he open the door? When they whipped him all night long, when they put a crown of thorns upon his head, he was opening up the door. Praise God. When they stripped him of his clothes, he was opening the door. When they mocked him and when they spit in his face, he was opening the door. When they led him up a hill called Calvary, he was opening the door. Praise God. When he hung on that cross and died, he was opening up the door. When he was taken from that cross, put in a borrowed grave, where he stayed there 3 days and three nights, he was opening up the door. And when he was taken from that cross, put in that grave, early one Sunday morning, he was opening up the door. And if you haven't given your life to him, praise God, while the door is open, there's going to come a time when the door is going to be closed. There's going to come a time when the door is going to be closed. You see, you don't have a corner market on when you're going to leave this world. Praise the name of Jesus. You may be up feeling good 1 minute. Praise God, the next minute you done fell down dead is a doornail. And if you fall dead is a doornail, you better pray that you have Jesus into your heart. Because when you die, the door is closed. Praise God, doors are for opening and closing. But Jesus, I'm talking about that door. That door is open. That door is open this morning. And if you are here, if you are here and you have not given your life to Christ, it's time that you give your life while the door is still open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see in the 23rd Psalm, praise God, David says, provides us four things. First of all, we know that Jesus, the door, he provides for us. Praise God. You take the 23rd Psalm, verses 1 through 3. This is how he provides. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He'll lead me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Praise God. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Praise God. Those are his provisions for us. But my God, not only does he provide for us, he protects us. Praise God. Verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Praise God. That's protection all the way around. I said, I look at the rod and the staff as a big bad pit bull and a rockwall. Praise God. With that kind of protection, I don't have to worry about nobody doing me no harm. But not only that, he prepares for me. I like your testimony this morning, how you got before the refrigerator and you asked God. You say, I don't have nothing for my people, for my children, and somebody rung the phone. And praise God, the lady said, do you have a truck? Yes, I have a truck. I'm trying to show you how he prepared. Praise the name of the Lord. Said, get your truck. Come on here. I got some stuff for you to haul. And I'm going to give you $50. Praise God. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thy rod and thy staff. Praise God, I'm sorry. He said, my cup runneth over. That's verse 5. And verse 6 says, he makes us a promise. Isn't that great? He provides for us. He protects us. He prepares for us. And then he makes us a promise. He says, surely, 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 goodness and mercy shall follow me some of the days of my life. He didn't say that. He said, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I like that because his mercies are new every day. Every day that I get up, his mercies are new every day. Turn to your neighbor and give your neighbor a high five. Say, he makes those promises surely, surely. Goodness and mercy, they'll follow me. Praise God. I like that. That means when I'm walking, I look behind me and I see who's following me. I said, well, I don't have to run. It's not a thief. What it is, it's goodness and mercy following behind me. Sometimes when goodness and mercy following me, I won't walk so fast. I'll stop and let some of that goodness and that mercy catch up with me. Just follow me all the day. Of my life. And because he makes that promise, I'm gonna follow him. Brother Darryl, I'm one of those folks that's crazy enough to follow him for all the day. The door became available over 2,000 years ago. The question is, have you used the door? If you haven't used the door, you can use the door today. You can come and give your life to Jesus Christ. Today. Because he said that the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm talking about the value of the door. The door is Jesus. And let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters. He's valuable. There is nothing that we can do in life without the use of the door. And now that I'm acquainted with the door, I don't care who come along. I don't care if they're selling bean pies, moon pies, or any other kind of pie. They will never, ever, never, ever, ever sway me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Praise God. If you're here and you have not given your life to Christ, you can do so at this time. Praise God. Praise God. Now we're going to prepare ourselves for our communion. I'm talking about the door. That he lives today. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, I have no fear. No fear. It's gone. You know why it's gone? Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth the living just. Because he lives. Let's do that one more time. Oh, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives. All of my fear is gone because I know he holds the future and life is worth the living.